Welcome. The healthcare landscape is changing, and changing in a big way. Chances are you're just a little confused about it all and what it might mean for you. That's where a global high-tech competition headquartered in Kansas City comes in. Hactivate Healthcare 2013 is designed to identify innovative mobile, online, social, and other applications that help consumers navigate the new healthcare landscape. Teams are competing this week in Kansas City for cash prizes and something else, too, a chance to get some coaching and mentoring from community leaders who work in the field. That's our first topic today. I'm Bill Anderson, substituting for Steve Kraske. And welcome to Up to Date. Now, later on, we're going to continue KCYR's reporting on all this crazy weather, and we'll talk to one guy who's very excited about it. He's thrilled about all this bad weather. That's the general manager at Snow Creek. We'll also visit with the election commissioner in Wyandotte County to get an update on how the weather is affecting turnout for today's primary election for mayor and the county commission. But first up, the Hactivate competition. And with us today, Paul Richardson. He's a program manager with the corporate strategy and new business teams at H&R Block. H&R Block is one of the sponsors for this competition. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, good morning.
And also with us is Liam Ryan. He's a competitor in Hactivate. His company is called Get Health, and it's one of the only two international teams to make the finals. Liam, nice to have you with us.
Thanks very much. Great to be here.
Yeah, where are you from, sir?
I'm from Dublin, over in Ireland.
Oh, okay. So you may not be familiar with snow, but you certainly get your share of precipitation.
Yeah, I do, of course. So I can share your understanding of the problems that are associated with it.
Well, what do you make of this snowfall, Liam, if I may ask, before we get into the body of the show?
Well, it's great to see lots of kids out playing in the snow and making some snowmen, which is great. And I definitely think it's a great opportunity to huddle up, stay warm, and listen into the radio and listen into what we're going to talk about now.
Well, great. It's nice to have you here. Paul, this sounds like something that would go on in maybe like a much larger city, maybe a more tech-savvy city, like maybe
sure.
San Francisco in the Silicon Valley, for example. Instead, here it is in Kansas City. How did this come about?
You know, it's actually a great event. I mean, you throw around words like Silicon Prairie and things like that, but it really, Kansas City has really become a technology hub, and I think it's become a center for, I mean, the entrepreneurial spirit has always been in the city, and, you know, we're just capitalizing on that, really, with this competition. So I know Think Big, who's been our partner in this, has sponsored an innovation competition. This is the second year. This is the second year, though, H&R Block has been involved.
And before we get in deeper, just kind of tell us, explain what the competition is exactly.
Yeah, sure. So when we started this, we wanted to focus specifically on something that was going to affect, a large portion of the 22 plus million H&R Block clients that we already serve today. So, you know, one of our main charters is to look at your life through tax and then find ways to help. And one of the big implications coming in the next couple of years is going to be the Affordable Care Act.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought, what better opportunity than to enlist the help of other entrepreneurs, other people that are looking at this space, and see what technology can do to solve, to make this issue much more digestible for our clients. So it just timing was everything on this one. It really worked out well.
So just to make it clear, I mean, what do you hope the winning entry does for consumers? Because that's the whole point,
sure.
Right?
Yeah, so, I mean, there's so much confusion around the Affordable Care Act right now. A lot of people don't, you know, it's just that. It's a buzzword. They don't
mm-hmm.
understand how it's going to apply to their life.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking for any application that's, one, going to make it easier for consumers to understand exactly how this affects their life. Two, understand exactly, with the new health care legislation, what they could be eligible for, either in the terms of credits from the government or, what they're going to be responsible for, potentially having to pay. So
mm-hmm.
just basically understanding how it applies to them and then how they can maximize their opportunity with this law and ways to work around it, understand it, and just see how it applies to their life.
So, Liam, what drew you to this competition?
I suppose when we looked at what the innovations were happening all over the world, we had noticed Hackavate because it was specifically orientated in helping the consumers. So in what we're working on in Get Health, it fits very well with the mandate. So that's the reason why we applied.
And what are you proposing to do?
So what Get Health is all about is helping people discover how to be healthy, but have fun along the way.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is you check into the healthy things that you do across our three pillars. three pillars are called Move, Munch, and Mind.
So, I like number two.
Yeah, exactly. So we have a heavy emphasis on looking after each aspect, and you can collaborate with your friends, and you can kind of compete or challenge each other to get the best health score every day.
Well, let's start with number one. Tell us about Move. Explain that.
Yeah, of course. So Move is all about your physical activity. So say if you went up and went for a walk, or you went out for a run, or maybe you were in the gym and you were doing some weights. And what we do is we have this kind of huge list of a compendium of physical activities. And what we do is we can pinpoint where you are on your health quest. So whether you're overweight and you want to start off doing a little bit more Move activities, we'll help you to reach the goals that are specific to you at your point in time in your health quest. So those are the things that are specifically in Move.
And that leads us to number two, which is Munch.
Well, first, is shoveling snow on the list of Move?
You get loads of points.
I will be doing that.
The snow today in Kansas, that's for sure.
So I want my points.
Munch is all about nutrition, so making sure that you're getting nutritious food into your system. Our bodies are like machines, you know, and we have to make sure that we're filling it up with the right food that is going to help you to kind of maintain and be really high productive throughout the day. So things like having your five pieces of fruit every day, getting your eight glasses of water, and remember that we're trying to make this a fun experience. So
right.
It's not something that is kind of counting calories. It's more about what is it at the consumer level where they're understanding what it is making the right steps in their munch.
Liam, tell us about the third pillar, mind.
Yeah, so mind is all about your mental health. And as our third pillar, when we look at a lot of technology companies out there, they're kind of forgetting or maybe have a particular emphasis only on physical activity or only on food. But our thing is very much trifold. And having a focus on the mental health is understanding that, you know, you got to sleep right. You got to have a good routine, say, get to bed at the right time and maybe get up at the right time. We're thinking about maybe reading, making sure that you're kind of expanding your mind, challenging your mind. And then things like medication or spirituality, which is giving you an opportunity to take time out for what is a busy world today when you're caught up in technology or you're in the office sitting down all day. So those are the three pillars that hopefully I've explained pretty well.
Hey, Paul, this sounds very,
sure.
You know, real practical. I'm just curious to see how you react to what Liam shared with us.
Well, you know, I think that's one of the main pillars of the Affordable Care Act is just understanding where you are in your daily wellness routine. So I think anyone who's had insurance or has insurance now knows that there's more and more emphasis on wellness and wellness programs, making sure you're getting checked out, making sure you're staying healthy, and then rewarding people for making these healthy decisions. So what Liam's done with Get Help and making it fun and interactive and, you know, really a daily thing where people can see and track their progress is what really appealed us to that idea. It breaks down something that could be complex or tedious into something entertaining. It almost gamifies what this whole idea is about.
How many competitors are we talking about here?
So overall, we had about 100 submissions, and this wasn't just, you know, an idea on the back of a cocktail napkin. This was a full-fledged business plan. So, you know, with the, you know, very highly impressive submissions, so narrowing it down to 10 actually proved pretty challenging for the group, but it was a good challenge to have.
Dublin's a pretty tech-savvy city, isn't it, Liam?
Yeah, it is. When we started just over a year and a half ago, we were actually chosen for Ireland's number one technology accelerator program called the NDRC. So from that, there's made a basis of getting in people who are passionate about what they do and then accelerating their ideas into income, understanding where it is they can have a business model and sustainable business. And then today, in Ireland today, there's a launch of a new healthcare accelerator program called Health Excel. And that's bringing in startup companies from all over the world and, again, fueling them and where it is they're bringing their idea and how they're disrupting the healthcare system today.
It's up to date on KCUR and KCUR.org. I'm Bill Anderson. Steve Kraske is away today. He's snowbound at the moment. We're talking about Hackovate Healthcare 2013. It's designed to identify innovative mobile, online, social, and other applications that will help consumers navigate the new healthcare landscape. And our guest this morning, Paul Richardson, he's a program manager with H&R Block. And one of the contestants, Liam Ryan from Dublin, Ireland. He's a competitor in Hackovate, and he joins us as well. We'd invite you to join the conversation. What do you think? What would you like to see in a healthcare application? And where do you think people will need the most help in navigating the Affordable Care Act? Call us, 816-235-2888. That's 235-2888. Or you can send us an email, up to date at kcur.org. Feel free to post your thoughts on our Facebook page if you so desire. You know, I read somewhere that there's one of you says there's a need for a personality, someone who's going to act as a catalyst for people to engage in their health. So I'm going to address this to you, Liam. What are you getting at here? What do you mean there's a need for a personality? Isn't the app enough?
Yeah, of course. I think what I'm trying to get across when I mentioned that before was I love my health. I love being healthy. I love how being on a health kick, I'm more productive. I'm more engaged. I have, you know, I can get up with more energy in the morning. And I believe that every single person all over the world should experience that feeling. And that's what we have been working on with Get Health, is to facilitate that level of engagement, which engagement can be a fluffy word, but where Get Health is fully focused on 100% results.
Mm-hmm.
And so I believe that there is a need for, whether it's our app or it's a personality that is that catalyst. It's essentially Steve Jobs and what he did for technology. That is what's needed for the healthcare industry.
I see.
And I believe that that's what we're trying to do, and that's what we're striving to achieve every single day with my team.
So are you prepared? You know, this is about the Affordable Healthcare Act, obviously, but are you prepared to make this a global enterprise?
It is already a global enterprise.
Ah.
Yeah, we have offices in Union Square in New York City, and we have been selling our corporate package here in the United States for the last 6 months.
I see.
It's called Get Health Corporate, and basically, if you're an employer, and this is, I suppose, how we fit into the Affordable Care Act. If you're an employer where you're paying health insurance premiums, and the idea is, you know, the more you invest in preventative medicine or preventative care and the idea of wellness, you get a return, and you get to see premiums drop, or you get to see people in your organization moving from a higher risk profile in their health to a lower risk profile. And that's what Get Health does. It gives you that opportunity to really facilitate that and allow your company to reach those health initiatives that you have in your company and understand a return on investment, so to speak, of what it is that you have going on in your company.
Liam, I get the impression you're a very smart man, and obviously you're willing to take a risk, or you wouldn't have started the company Get Health. Mm-hmm. But give us a little bit about your background. How did you get here to this competition?
Yeah, of course. So I'm 23 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
and we've got the rest of my team, the average age is 25. And we started Get
Health. The older people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we started our company about a year and a half. So me personally, I'm an engineer. I graduated from Trinity College in Dublin, that I'm sure many of your listeners will be familiar with.
Yes.
And what we, I suppose, my own passion comes from the kind of startup industry and the health industry, because when I was 20, I started another company, which is all about preventative medicine or compliance to any treatment that your doctor has proposed for you.
Mm-hmm.
So the minute we started out on that, together with my co-founder, whose name is Chris Rooney, we knew each other from playing music. I'm a trumpet player, he's a trombone player, and we've played all over the world, including Carnegie Hall and Beijing and across Europe. So the two of us, from a very young age, were really good friends, and then we wanted to really take on the challenge of healthcare on a global level, and that's what we're doing today.
Mm-hmm. If you weren't doing this, what would you be doing? Playing football?
I'm an avid golfer, actually.
Ah.
I remember when I was younger and I was 15, I played in a group just behind world number one Rory McIlroy in the Irish junior boys. I think if I wasn't doing what I'm doing today, I'd be a golfer.
Paul, you guys are gearing, you know, up for all of this. And I guess it kind of begs a question, you know, most of the people that I think you would appeal to would be tend to be younger? And you correct me if I'm mistaken, because my question is, how will this apply to older people, maybe people who don't know how to navigate the digital world?
Yeah, you know, certainly that's a good question, because H&R Block's client base is, you know, everywhere and anywhere in between. Anyone who's paying taxes is obviously a client of ours. So when you talk about the technological landscape, it can mean a bunch of different things. So we did this on purpose. We used the term application pretty loosely. So an application can apply, obviously, to a mobile or a tablet application, but it can also apply to a social application, something you would use within Facebook. And, you know, I don't have to tell you this, everyone is on Facebook. And then obviously an application can apply simply just to the web. So it could be, you know, anything online that would help a consumer better understand this. So the submissions that we got and the finals that we have, they really represent not just mobile, but online and social as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's just become, you know, that's part of what the Affordable Care Act is going to bring to the table, is this online online interface for consumers to act and understand their healthcare. So we really didn't think it was that big of a stretch. And, you know, a lot of our clients are online now. We have millions of consumers using H&R Block at home, and this is just kind of a stretch beyond that.
Paul, you've brought, 10 teams to Kansas City for the competition. Can you tell us a little bit about a couple of the other teams and what kind of ideas they brought to the table?
Absolutely. So, I mean, so this truly was a global competition. We had submissions from, obviously, Ireland, but then Pakistan, India, Ecuador, Iran, Congo, Indonesia, and Brazil, and then, of course, obviously, all throughout the U.S. So, some of the international teams that came aboard, obviously Liam from Ireland. We also have a team from Pakistan that flew in yesterday, got in even despite the weather. But, you know, a couple of the ideas, and you'll see all of these, we can talk more about it, but you'll see all of them on Thursday, is when we've had to postpone the competition, we've moved it out to mm-hmm. Thursday just due to weather. But,
right.
You know, some of the ones that you'll see, a good one that we like a lot is called InAssist. So this is looking at their application goes and looks at your medical bills from the last year. And what they're finding is that a lot of your medical bills may have inaccuracies, or there may be some type of mistake made in that. And if you look at how many people declare bankruptcy because of healthcare-related items, you see that this is a huge opportunity. If you can even find small errors and get those fixed, then you can save clients and consumers a ton of money throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
So they're opening up this application that's going to look at all your medical bills and make sure you're being billed correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Another one we really liked was called OK Copay. So this is going to look at the out-of-pocket expenses that people are required to pay. And what it's going to do is allow you to look at doctors who would offer a similar service in your area and what they would typically charge. I think what you'll see, and you'll probably be able to relate to this, is that you don't necessarily know what your doctor is going to charge you for any given procedure. There's not a lot of price transparency there. So this is going to be opening that up to everyone to see what you would expect to pay before you go to the doctor. So I think it's definitely something that's up for disruption.
Yeah.
That's what we saw with a lot of these ideas were, you know, there's a lot of disruption opportunities out there. So we're pretty excited about what we've seen.
Hey, Liam, you've sized up the competition. What do you make of your chances?
I think the rest of the teams are great. We met yesterday.
Uh-huh.
So they're all passionate entrepreneurs working on their ideas. So I'm privileged to be able to represent Ireland in this Hack of Eight competition with such aspired and interesting guys working on some awesome companies.
Now, remember, if you win, the first thing you're supposed to say, they'll ask you, what are you going to do? And you'll say, I'm going to Disneyland. Okay?
Okay.
So, you know, Paul, you mentioned that this has been moved to Thursday at 3 in the afternoon at Union Station, correct?
That's correct.
Is there kind of a spectator aspect to this? Can anyone attend?
Yeah, absolutely. So what you're going to want to do, I mean, go to hackofeight.com, and you'll get some more details on it. But it is open to the public. We've had to change the venue a little bit, but it's still at Union Station. So if you think you can make it on Thursday, I definitely encourage you to register early.
Okay.
And what you'll want to do is, there's so you'll get to see all 10 groups go up and present. And it's actually going to be quite an event. So we've got the Assistant Secretary of the Human Health Services, Ned Holland, will be presenting as a keynote. You'll also have some representatives from H&R Block and the innovation community there as well. So I think, you know, it's going to be a pretty good show. I think anyone who's interested in this healthcare space and innovation in general will really enjoy it.
I can't let you go without asking, Liam, do you have any striking impressions of Kansas City? I'm assuming this is your first visit.
It's my very first visit.
Yeah.
I've been on the west side. I've been on the east side. I've been up north in America, so it's great to be right smack in the middle. It's great to see all the snow, but I'm looking forward to hopefully getting out tomorrow and seeing a bit more of the city.
Well, Liam, Ryan, good luck in the competition. It's been great to have you on the air, and boy, go get them.
Thanks very much.
And Paul Richardson, program manager at H&R Block, a key player in all of this. It's called Hack of Eight. It's nice to have you here, sir.
Thank you. And don't worry, we're not going to let them leave town without getting some barbecue.
Okay. That's where I was going with all that line of questioning.
Of course.
Take care, gentlemen.